Welcome, everyone. This is Spanish Pod, and we've got another newbie lesson for you today. And I'm JP.
Hello, I'm Liliana.
Liliana, what kind of dialogue do we have today?
It's a fun dialogue, I think.
A fun one. Good.
Yes, fun one.
I'm tired of the boring ones.
Yeah. No, this is pretty fun, okay. And it's about a birthday party.
A birthday party.
Yes.
Now, how do you say party in Spanish?
La fiesta.
La fiesta. Now, I know that word, fiesta.
Everybody knows that word.
Everybody knows that word. And I think of fiesta and I think of, you know, what do I think of?
Latino culture.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, people say that Latino culture, they love to party. They love fiesta.
That's just a stereotype, correct?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
We love to party. We find every single excuse to have a big party, you know.
Any excuse.
Exactly, yeah.
All right.
We like it. So that's fiesta.
Fiesta, fiesta. Okay, so what kind of party do we have today?
We have a birthday party.
A birthday party. How do you say birthday?
Fiesta de cumpleaños.
Fiesta de cumpleaños. All right. Wow, cumpleaños. I guess we'll talk about that word later when we break down the dialogue.
Yeah.
The cumpleaños means birthday. All right. So in our dialogue today, whose birthday is it?
It's going to be Javier.
Javier. Okay, so his name is Javier.
Yeah, that's okay. A name.
All right, so when you're listening to this dialogue, you're about to hear it three times. When you're listening to it, you're going to hear the name Javier. All right, so listen for that. Also listen for the word for birthday party, which again was?
Fiesta de cumpleaños.
Fiesta de cumpleaños. All right, we're listening for that. Here's the dialogue three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Hola, ¿vas a la fiesta?
¿Cuál fiesta?
La fiesta de cumpleaños de Javier.
Sí, voy a ir. ¿Vamos juntos?
Second time.
Hola, ¿vas a la fiesta?
¿Cuál fiesta?
La fiesta de cumpleaños de Javier.
Sí, voy a ir. ¿Vamos juntos?
Third time.
Hola, ¿vas a la fiesta?
¿Cuál fiesta?
La fiesta de cumpleaños de Javier.
Sí, voy a ir. ¿Vamos juntos?
All right, folks, that was the dialogue. If you understood everything, great. If you didn't understand everything, don't worry, because Liliana and I are here to translate it for you right now. So here we go.
Hola, ¿vas a la fiesta?
Hi, you going to the party?
Hola, ¿vas a la fiesta?
Hey, are you going to the party?
Hola, ¿vas a la fiesta? ¿Cuál fiesta?
Which party?
¿Cuál fiesta?
What party?
¿Cuál fiesta? La fiesta de cumpleaños de Javier.
The birthday party of Javier.
La fiesta de cumpleaños de Javier.
Javier's birthday party.
La fiesta de cumpleaños de Javier. Sí voy a ir. ¿Vamos juntos?
Yes, I'm going to go. Are we going together?
Sí voy a ir. ¿Vamos juntos?
I am going to go. Shall we go together?
Sí voy a ir. ¿Vamos juntos?
All right, Liliana, so pretty straightforward today. We're talking about going to a party. So these two people are running into each other and, you know, checking to make sure if they're going to the party. And at the end, one of them decides to ask if they can go together.
Yeah, we should go together.
We should go together, yeah. All right, so let's take a look at these sentences. So how do you say hi?
Hola. Hola.
All right, that's hi, okay. How do you say, are you going to the party?
¿Vas a la fiesta? ¿Vas a la fiesta?
All right. What's the word for party again?
La fiesta.
La fiesta. All right. We put the la on there to remind you that it's a feminine noun and it has, you know, it means the party. So la fiesta. Okay. How about, are you going?
Vas.
Vas. Okay. That's the verb ir, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And so when it's you go, it's vas. Okay, and so are you going to?
Vas a la fiesta.
Okay, are you going to the party? All right, just like English.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. The question is, what party or which party?
¿Cuál fiesta? ¿Cuál fiesta?
All right. Now, we already know that fiesta means party, and ¿cuál? Now, I translated that two ways for you, folks. In the translation, the first time I translated it, which party, and the second time I translated it, what party. And it's really kind of, you know, in English, it could be either one, but in Spanish, it's just...
¿Cuál?
¿Cuál?
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Cool. Moving on to Javier's birthday party. How do we say that?
La fiesta de cumpleaños de Javier.
All right. Now this, when I first look at it, I think, how in the heck am I going to explain this to people? Because it's all backwards. All yeah. right. So first of all, we got to think, where exactly are we going? First of all, we're going to a party. And then we're going to say, what kind of party? And then we're going to say, whose party? All right. So what are we going to is the party, which is?
La fiesta.
Okay. To say what kind of party, we're going to add the word
de cumpleaños.
De cumpleaños, all right? The fiesta de cumpleaños, and that makes it the birthday party. Okay, the party, what kind? Cumpleaños. All right? How do we make it Javier's birthday party?
Then you add a possessive, which is de Javier.
De Javier.
Yes.
Okay, so the whole thing together?
La fiesta de cumpleaños de Javier.
So Javier's birthday party. Now, you know, in English, all we do is add an apostrophe S. Can you just add an apostrophe S? I mean, that
no.
seems easy, no?
No. No, I mean, it's easy. Instead of the apostrophe, just remember that it's a de.
Okay, and yes. then it goes after.
Exactly.
Right, it goes after. So in Spanish, it would be the party birthday of Javier, but in English we say it's Javier's birthday party, and in Spanish it sounds like this.
La fiesta de cumpleaños de Javier.
And that's how you say it. All right, so the next person says, yes, I'm going to go.
Sí, voy a ir. Sí, voy a ir.
Okay, so here we have, now this is kind of funny, I'm going to go. In English, it's the same verb twice, right? I'm going to go. In Spanish, it's also the same verb twice, and it's the verb ir, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so to go is?
Ir.
All right, to go. And then how do you say I'm going to?
Voy a ir.
Voy a ir. So those voy and ah, I'm going to, and then to go.
Exactly.
Okay.
Easy. Pretty simple.
It's pretty simple. It's not that hard. Now, the whole C thing, sometimes we translate it as yes, or sometimes I translate it that as emphasis. So I am going to go. And if you're worried about that, you can always just translate it as yes. But, you know, sometimes if you want to think, C is the opposite of no. And so it can be emphasis, right? So I am going to go, or yes, I'm going to go. All right. And then.
Vamos juntos.
And then, vamos juntos, okay? So, vamos juntos, this means, are we going together or shall we go together? So, which word means we're going?
Vamos.
Vamos. Okay, so vamos, that's, again, another form of the verb ir, right? To go.
Exactly.
So, we're going. And then, how do you say together?
Juntos.
Juntos.
Yes.
Juntos, that means together.
Yes.
Okay, so vamos juntos. Okay, I have a question for Liliana. Vamos juntos, that doesn't sound like a question to me. I mean, isn't there a question word or a question mark or?
Well, it's an intonation. Usually when you make if I say vamos juntos, it means an affirmation.
Okay.
But if I say vamos juntos, it's more like a question.
Oh, that really does sound like a question.
Yes.
Say it again.
Vamos juntos.
Okay. So, okay, I get it. That's a question. Vamos juntos.
And written form, of course, you have both question marks, you know.
Right, so. Right. The upside down one at the beginning.
Exactly.
And then the normal one. The,
yeah.
The one we're used to at the end.
Exactly.
Okay. So, you know, if you want to take a look at those question marks in action, you can go to SpanishPod.com and download the PDF or look at the dialogue. Let's listen to the dialogue three more times.
Dialogue, first time.
Hola, ¿vas a la fiesta?
¿Cuál fiesta?
La fiesta de cumpleaños de Javier.
Sí, voy a ir. ¿Vamos juntos?
Second time.
Hola, ¿vas a la fiesta?
¿Cuál fiesta?
La fiesta de cumpleaños de Javier.
Sí, voy a ir. ¿Vamos juntos?
Third time.
Hola, ¿vas a la fiesta?
¿Cuál fiesta?
La fiesta de cumpleaños de Javier.
Sí, voy a ir. ¿Vamos juntos?
Yeah, you know, fiesta is a big part of our culture. For example, if you have a party, a kid's party,
mm-hmm.
well, you have the cake, you have games and food, but most importantly, we have the piñata.
The piñata.
Yes, piñata.
You know, I've hit a few piñatas all the, you know, in my life.
Did you?
I have, yeah. I'm always the one to break them. And it's the secret about piñatas is that if you're the one to break them up, I always wanted to like hit it really hard and break it open, but then I'm the last one to get candy.
Exactly. That's what happens. That's exactly why I would always pull away, you know, from the kids that were trying to get the candy, because after they break it, you have more freedom to go and get all the candy.
Okay.
Yeah. So. But it's so much fun. And that would be a fiesta for kids. But if you're having an adult fiesta,
piñatas?
No. Well, you can have piñatas, you know. But there's more music. We're more into music. So we can sometimes, everybody chips in and hires a mariachi.
Ooh, mariachi.
Yeah, mariachi, you know.
With the costumes and the sombreros.
Yes, and the big guitars and the trumpets. And
cool.
It's like a band, you know, and there's usually 10 to 12 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends really where you are.
Okay.
But
what if you can't afford a whole mariachi band?
Exactly. If you cannot afford the whole mariachi, then you get a trio.
A trio. So a trio.
Exactly.
We say the same thing in English. A trio.
Exactly.
With three musicians.
Exactly. Three musicians with their guitars, and they usually play what we called romantic songs, which are called boleros.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, those heart-wrenching...
Yeah.
I know those songs.
Yeah, I'm suffering so much from love. So romantic. I think it's a great part of our culture.
Now I'm thinking about birthday parties and trios and
a lot of fiestas.
A lot of fiestas. I want to go to a fiesta. When is your birthday party?
In fact, it's going to be soon.
It's going to be soon?
Yes.
All right.
We're not going to have a mariachi, but we can have a trio.
Okay. Vamos juntos?
Vamos juntos.
Shall we go together? Okay. I can't wait. All right. So just to review, let's take a look at the verb ir really fast. I don't want to get too deep into it, but ir means to go, right?
Yes.
Okay. And just like in English, we don't just say, I go, you go, he go. You know, we have to say, I go, you go, he goes. So in this dialogue, we have certain people going. So how do you say, Liliana, how do you say I go?
Yo voy.
I go. Yo voy.
Yes.
Okay. So, voy a ir, I'm going. How about you go?
Tú vas.
Tú vas. All right. And then the last one that we saw here in the dialogue is we go.
Nosotros vamos.
Nosotros vamos. All right. So there's three different forms of the verb ir plus the infinitive form. And when I say infinitive, I mean the dictionary form. So when you want to look up to go in the dictionary, you're going to get the verb ir.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. All right. Liliana, I think that's it for today. So, folks, as I said before, if you want to take a look at the dialogue, you can download the PDF from our website, which is SpanishPod.com. For now, it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.